At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face. Thursday, in your face. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on The Ticket. Bach and I once at it. Back again! 2 more hours of sports talk and lots to cover in this space. Again, the full disclaimer, the Gump family disclaimer for one-on-one. One-on-one is like a box of chocolates. You're never quite sure what you're going to get. All over the place, down rabbit holes aplenty. All over the place, distractions and otherwise. We will give away passes if you want to go to the event Saturday, the Dress to Impress event. The ticket just made a donation. There are passes available if you just want to go. And you don't have to go to the whole thing. You don't have to go to the whole thing. You can go, starts at 3:30. You can go early. You can go late. You can pop in, make a donation. Maybe bid on some of the auction items, see some of the cool Disney stuff, hug some puppies, and otherwise, great food. Freddy's is catering, right? $1 for everything. Burgers, hot dogs, $1 a piece. That's a win. Like, I might just go for the food. Like, you think, would that be inappropriate for me to make, like, a $20 donation and just come and get, like, 20 Freddy's burgers?
I don't think so. I think
they'll take them to go, right? Yeah. Can I take some to go?
Yeah, I think so.
They got burgers, dogs, chips, right? Like, what is that? Is that inappropriate?
I think that's what it's there for.
I see. Now I kind of want to do it because that, like, that's my Saturday and Sunday food. I can make a donation, get good cause, right? Text on, let me know if that's, like, cool or not. Is that inappropriate? Like, a part of me thinks that's, like, fair game. But a part of me is like, bro, don't. The Starter Heyman text line, 424-645-685. You want to be a part of what we're doing, you can. Please follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, XL, channel 961. Download the Ticket app, please, so that we can go where you go. You want us with you. So download the app. It never fades. You're working good, right? Bach, who pays for hour one and makes this happen?
Oh, you know what? It's Hamilton Telecommunications. I don't have the reader right in front of me. I will get that here in a second.
We'll give him twice the plug for the same money, right? Simple deal. Bach, go ahead and get that in as well. There's a few things to talk about again at Husker Camp. So there's always story. There's plenty of clips and otherwise, and then lots of speculation. We've been really clear about how in the discussion of Husker football, it's not going to change until August 2028. We don't have an info, or do we have an info depth chart? I don't think that it exists. There's speculation and it changes from day to day. Because that's what camp does. That's kind of the thing. All right, Bach, you're all locked and loaded.
I'm ready.
Yeah. With the read, let them know how this happens.
All right, hour one of the show today is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, Hamilton. Greatly appreciate it. Bach, when does the official depth chart get released? Any idea
about so that? Is generally the Monday press conference that they have right before the first game. Of course, the game is on a Thursday, so I don't know if they'll do that any earlier with travels and such. But I would imagine kind of game week is usually Monday of game week is when you get it.
Here's what I can tell you from a coaching standpoint, that the depth chart changes every day. Every day, there are folks who move up the depth chart and people that move down. If you work from that to understand that Luke Lindenmeyer at a time, as he said, he was tight end number 14 and worked his way up into the starting conversation. And that's over the course of camp, that's over the course of practice, scrimmages, et cetera. And in the conversation that those scrimmages are necessary because you have to see your players live in order to get a full read. It also, Bach, in a part that's missed about camp, this is camp for the coaches too. Like, you have new coordinators, special teams, defensive, offense, all new coordinators. Yes. You know, Holgorsen was here, but the first full year as the offensive coordinator. Right? And it's the first year with coaching position groups. Those are different leaders. I think that Donovan's the one returner on offense.
Well, EJ Barthel.
EJ running back. So EJ and Raiola.
Yeah.
And then on defense, right? It's all new, right?
Well, and to keep in mind too that because tomorrow Glenn Thomas will speak, he's somewhat of the most forgotten about, at least in my mind, coaches on staff, just because he's got that co-offense coordinator label, but obviously didn't necessarily take too much of the heat last year when they made the offensive coordinator change, which I always thought was kind of strange that he wouldn't ever have gotten a shot at the play calling. But obviously when they as we've kind of seen, Dana Holgorsen has talked about, there was ongoing conversation at the beginning of last year throughout it about eventually trying to get Dana Holgorsen in. So if Dana Holgorsen's your backup plan, I don't think that's a bad idea either.
Right. It's the conversation piece that I wanted to flip and ask the text line and ask you this, Bach, because it's in fair play. Is it more important for the coaches to have a good camp or the players? Mm. Who has the greater responsibility? Now, with all of the NIL talk and transfer portal and all that stuff, the coaching staff have said this is going to be a player-led team. But can it be? Can it be? Because how many returning starters are there for the Huskers? Let's go through the offense, right? And again, we don't know the full depth chart in full, but we can name four on offense, five maybe, in full. Like Emmett was the starter at the end of the year, mm-hmm. right? Dylan. Ja'Cory Barney. You can add the tight end position. You can add Jenkins on the offensive line. And that's it, right?
Yeah, that'd pretty much be it. I mean, again, Turner Corcoran started half of last season.
But we don't know if he's going to be starting. Yeah. Right? And then defensively in the secondary, we don't know who this. Here's the part that's weird to me. The most established, deepest room is the defensive back room. And we don't know who the starters are going to be and how they're going to line up. Yeah, Evans Jenkins at center or guard, but he may change positions, so we don't know. So, Axel, that's the thing. I think he'll be a starter. The question is whether where. Will he be at the same position that he was at? And I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Defensive back, Bach, we know the names of six really good, talented, seven Husker defensive backs. We don't know who the starting four or five are going to be. We don't know who the nickel and dime players are going to line up as. We can speculate, but we don't know. Linebacker, how many returners at linebacker? And then how many returners up front defensively? We also don't know. We know that we getting speculative, different punter, probably a different punt returner, Well, we have the same kickoff person, right? Mm-hmm. And probably a different kickoff return. So remember the adage that you can tell the status, the state of the union of a team by the number of questions that you have about it. And listen, the answers inevitably, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, can be better than we expect. They could be better at all these positions, these unknown positions. But at this point, they're still unknown. We don't know how the five offensive linemen are going to play together. Because we don't know who they are. We don't know what position, right? And then remember, Holgorsen's offense, new offense.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Right? Simplified playbook. Expanded Dylan knowledge of said offense and the schemes and the thinking behind it. The decision-making, he's a year smarter, a year more informed. Emmett in the backfield, right? And the fact that you have a dual threat who can tote the rock and catch it out of the backfield, which makes every defense go a little bit more crazy because you don't have to substitute in and go, okay, well, the pass-catching running back is in the game, so we can cheat and lean accordingly. No, you can do both with the same, and same with the tight ends and the receivers. But we have to see, will the receivers block at the level it's going to be required for Nebraska to have the kind of running Big Ten running game that it's going to need to win more games than it did last year? And so I asked the text line, at what position? So Dylan should be better at quarterback than he was a year ago. Fair? Is that a fair statement, Bach?
That's got to be the expectation, yeah.
Right? That Emmett will be better than he was a year ago. Is that fair?
I think it's fair, especially at least more utilized than he was.
Right? That if at the end of this year, Emmett is at 700 yards, we've had some questions. Like, we've had some things go on. Right? If Ja'Cory Barney leads the team in reception, good year, bad year?
It'd be a good year.
Or not.
Yeah. I think that receiving core, you could have a different guy lead in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. And I say that, and I know it's not all on one team, but that's what the stats told us. Dane Key had more yards than anybody. Barney had more receptions than anybody. And Hunter had more touchdowns than anybody on the roster last year.
But it wasn't on this roster.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I wouldn't shock me if the same thing happened. Where, you know, you try to force the ball to, I don't want to say force the ball, but get the ball in Barney's hands as much as you can. He might have the most receptions. You know, maybe Dane Key, to, you know, battle in there. You would think they'd be within each other of yards, but he only had two touchdowns last year. You'd like to see that move up. And Hunter had five, so maybe Hunter's, you know, specifically has a nose for the end zone.
That if Carter Nelson leads the tight ends in receiving, positive year, not positive year.
Again, it depends. If Carter Nelson has leads the tight ends with 157 yards, then that's probably not a positive year. If he leads the tight ends with 800 yards, then that's a pretty darn good deal.
Like there's so many question marks, and I can state in full that the work is being put in. But the question, will this be a running offense or a passing offense? Bach?
I think that it will be a passing offense.
Give me percentages. 55-45, 58. What do you think?
Yeah, probably in the 55-45 range. I mean, if things go right and they are able to kind of stay on pace and don't get behind in games and, you know, have to throw and all that, That could be the case, but that's my question. A lot of people with Dana Holgorsen, they say, well, Dana's coming in. Okay. They're, you know, going to throw the ball all over the place. One, he stated he's no longer air raid. They're going to run this from kind of a pro style set. But the other thing is they threw the ball 32 times a game last year. So how much more are you really going to do than that in the Big Ten? You know, might be, you know, 34, 35 attempts a game, but are they really going to get to 38, 39? Then you've got a heavy dose of a passing offense.
It becomes the question, right? And again, we fully understand that there are no absolutes. There are no absolutes. Well, very few absolutes. Barring an in-camp injury, Dylan Raiola is your starting quarterback, and it's your starting running back. Pretty good idea about two of the three, maybe all three of the starting pass catchers. Pretty good idea of the rotation of the tight ends and why, right? Still want to know what you're going to do with Bonner. You know, let's see. Questions about who the big five are going to be up front offensively, where they're going to be, and then what the support system is, because what we know about Nebraska football the last few years is that the starting five never make it through the entire season, right? That they've had to rotate some folks for a variety of reasons, but you have some depth and some options. Defensively up front, do we know how they're going to start? We have a list of names where we can kind of go through and speculate the names that we know more about. But as Jim on the text line was saying yesterday, this defense is going to be about rotation. Why? Because you have, one, you have a different coordinator, different philosophy of coordinators, right? Because it's not the Tony White system. You take some of the things that work and put those skill position players there, but we don't know that the defensive backs are going to be used the way they were utilized a year ago. Who are the linebackers, right? Different down here game. The Rover may have different responsibilities, may have different talents, right? Players like, you know, Buda Wright, we're not sure how what the usage is going to be, right? He fully skilled, run fit, pass defender, don't know what the usage is. Shavers and company, we don't know. He's got some new talent that we haven't seen in this system work together. Bach, I have a question for you, sir. I was asked this question, so I need to ask it of you. Where in a conference of 18 running backs, and some programs will actually have running backs, multiple running backs who finish in the top 10 in the Big Ten. Bach, does Emmett total yards finish in the top 10 of running backs in the Big Ten end of season? Yeah. That was my reaction.
Yeah. I would almost lean toward no. But also part of that is this threat of the backfield. If you're doing rushing yards and then total yards, I think that might say total yards, yes. Rushing yards, maybe not.
Total yards, yes. Rushing yards, okay. Will Ja'Cory Barney lead in receiving yards?
Again, tough to answer. I mean, I think Dan Key's going to be right there.
I love this. I love all of this, right? That in the space. Will Dylan make all conference at any level, including honorable mention?
Yes, I'd say at least the honorable mention. We'll see. That's not a given.
Where would you rank him amongst Big Ten quarterbacks?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Ohio State has two quarterbacks competing for the spot. They're still not deciding who it is. And I always say with Ohio State, regardless of who's starting, they've proven over the years that they're going to have one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Oregon's transitioning. So you got a lot of these people transitioning to different quarterbacks. I mean, it lines up for him to be right there, but he's got to take that step forward. Similar to like a Luke Holtmeyer that made that big step last year.
Bach from the text line. Any chance that Carter Nelson is the leading receiver?
Altogether, I don't think that would be a great sign.
Some things had to happen.
Certainly a possibility.
Some things had to happen. One, his emergence has to, like, that would be lightning in a bottle. That would, like, now, every Husker fan will be fine with it if it is the thing where he becomes the version that they forecast. But we know how difficult that is because Nebraska's had some tight ends. Look, they got their last five tight ends all got a look in the league. Like it now, Carter Nelson is not 6 foot, 6'6". he's not in that range. But as a pass catcher, route runner, and otherwise, right, playmaker, the opportunity's there. The opportunity's there. So, as we have these discussions about camp and try to find our way through, we will have our ear to the ground. We will have reports from practice on what's being seen and what isn't being seen, and then we will share them with you. From the text line, there were a couple of things. Derek in the car, shout out. How you doing, bro? I'll get to your text when we come back as well. And then we had a text who said, listen, I'm a longtime listener to Tick, and I'm watching the live stream for the first time today and noticed that you have a lot of helmets on set. He has a helmet that he would like to donate. Doesn't fit his collection, but he is something we're interested in. Absolutely. Absolutely. We love all the helmets. We love all the helmets. As a matter of fact, Bach, I am not forgetting the fan forum. I need the fan forum to happen. So we'll talk about that. We'll get that in. And if you ever want to donate, something from your man cave, I was talking to Rick last night, and he's got some stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to have to buy some stuff from him because he makes some really cool Husker stuff. He's got two Husker man caves, not one, two. I think that's the record, that he has two Husker man caves. Pretty amazing. We'll probably have to buy some stuff from him. We'll talk about all that and more when we come back to One-on-One.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.